Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalad Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Haisa Pechusa. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing different Piskei Shmuais, like Rashi said, different halachos about the Sukkah. So previously we discussed different Sukkahs, which are taller than 20 Amos, and how to be Mamayit the Halal. Now the Gemara has the reverse case. Haisa Pechusa Me'asara Tfachim. Let's say you have a Sukkah that's less than 10 Tfachim tall. And so, v'chakak ba kedei lashlima la'asara, in order to make it that it has the right height, so you could dig into the ground and make it, and now the chalal will be larger. So, the whole entire sukkah was less than 10 tefachim tall. And so he dug into part of the ground of the sukkah, v'chakak ba kedei lashlima la'asara, so he dug into the ground of the sukkah, in order to make it, that now it's 10 tefachim tall. So the halach is like this. If from where he dug out, meaning he only dug into the middle, it seems. He only dug into the middle of the sukkah, and he dug a space to make it that now it's at least 10 tefachim tall. So if there is, from this ditch that he dug out, until the walls of the sukkah, if there's 3 tefachim, so then the sukkah is pasul. Because then we can't apply lavud. However, pachus mishleisha tefachim kshera, if it's within 3 tefachim, so then it's kosher, because there's a halacha l'moshe misinai of lavud, that's something that's within 3 tefachim, if we have the wall and the schach that are within 3 tefachim from each other, so we look at it like they're attached. So if there's within, if the ditch that he dug out, now making that the schach on top is at least 10 tefachim tall, is within 3 tefachim of the walls, then we could view the walls as being attached to the sukkah, and the sukkah will be kosher. It's only if it's more than 3 tefachim away, so then the sukkah is possible. So now says the Gemara, Maishna hasam da amre pachis me arba amis, u maishna hacha da amre pachis mishleisha tefachim. What's the pshat? And until now, when we were discussing a sukkah that's asli lamayla me'asra ma'amu, and we were speaking about putting in an itztaba bench, and we said that the bench just needs to be within 4 amos away from the itztaba. The bench has to be 4 amos away from the, within 4 amos from the wall. And now when we're discussing this ditch, it has to be within 3 tfachim. So much, much smaller shear. why is it that we have this difference? That until now we were discussing that you could have until 4 amos to apply daifin akuma, and now all of a sudden we need to come on to lavud, we need to come on to 3 tfachim. So says the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference between a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos and a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim. Hasam over there, when we were discussing a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, de'isei l'doifen, it is considered halachically a wall. A wall that's taller than 20 amos, halachically, is considered a wall. And therefore, pachas me'arba amos sagio. All we need is for it to be within 4 amos away from the schach, and we could apply doifen akuma, because it is a doifen. It's a doifen that just needs to be brought to the schach. That could be accomplished through doifen akuma, so it just needs to be within 4 amos. But over here we need to make it into a wall. A sukkah, a wall that's less than 10 tefachim is halachically, not just regarding sukkah, it's not a wall. In Hilchos Shabbos also, it's not considered a wall. Here we need to make it into a wall, so pachas mishleisha tefachim in, ilai ilai. So if it's within 3 tefachim, we could apply lavud to make it that now it's moved to the schach. And memela now it's taller than 10 tefachim because it's moved to the halal. It's moved to the ditch that he dug out. So now it will come out that it's more than 10 tefachim tall. But if it's, but we can't apply daifen akuma because it's not a daifen. So it can't be just within 4 amos. It has to be within 3 tefachim, which really is telling us about a fundamental difference between the psul of more than 20 amos and the psul of less than 10 tefachim. When more than 20 amos, it's not possible because it's not a wall. It is a wall. It's just a wall that's too tall. When it's less than 10 tefachim, the problem is that it's not even considered a wall. It's not even considered a wall. Memela, we need lavud to be machshir the sukkah, therefore it needs to be within 3 tefachim of the ditch that he dug out. Says the Gemara, another halacha. He said, "Gavaya me'aser mamo." Again, you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. Ubana ba'amud shu gavaya asar tefachim. So now, instead of building an itztaba, he built an amud. He built a pillar. So the difference between a pillar and an itztaba is that an itztaba generally is wider. An amud is generally less wide. It's, let's say, it's exactly 7 by 7 tefachim. And it's very tall. It's 10 tefachim tall. It's much tall. It's taller and thinner. So that's this amud. This amud is 7 by 7 tefachim. It's the shear of a sukkah. And it's 10 tefachim tall. So we have but it's far away from all the walls. So again, you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. In the middle of this sukkah, you build a very thin structure. It's an amud. You put in this thin amud, 7 by 7 tefachim, 10 tefachim tall, and it's very far away from all the walls. So here we're not using daif and akuma. Here we want to just use this amud to be machshir the sukkah. V'yesh b'hechshir sukkah, it has on this amud a shir hechshir sukkah, meaning like we said, it is zayin al zayin tefachim. So now, Savra Abaye Lomeimar Gud Asik Mechitzta. So Abaye wanted to say, to be Machshir the Sukkah, we could apply the halach l'moshe m'sinai of good asik, meaning that even though it's far from the walls and we can't use daif and akuma, we could apply good achis. Good asik will tell us that there's a halach l'moshe m'sinai, that if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, so then the mechitza could also be used for the makom that's on top, meaning we could view the walls as extending upwards, and so to hear by this amud, the walls, the sides of this amud are considered like walls. These walls, the sides of the amud could be viewed as extending upwards all the way till the schach, and the area on top of the amud, which is a shear of zayin al zayin tvachim, is now a kasher sukkah. So that's what Abaye wanted to say, that we could apply good asik to view the walls of the amud as extending upwards until the schach, and then the area on top of the amud is a shear echshir sukkah, so that will be a kasher sukkah, and then perhaps even the area outside of that will be kasher also, midim psal ha-yotze, but the area on top is going to be kasher, that's because it's a shear zayin al zayin, the walls extend upwards, so it's a perfectly kasher sukkah. However, Amar le Rava, Rava said to Abaye, that no, it's not going to work, because be'in and mechitzas hanikara is v'leka. In order to apply good asik, so we need it to be that the mechitzas are nikar. Since over here, there's no halal inside the amud, there's nothing that the mechitza is separating from one thing to the other, there's nothing nikar about it that it's a mechitza. So therefore, it cannot be used for good asik, and mamela, being that we can't apply good asik, and it's far away from the walls, so there's no way to join the walls with the sukkah, and mamela, the sukkah is gonna be, that's gonna be possible. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, we learned in Abraiso, that no, it's arba kundesin. If let's say a person set up four poles, v'sike chalgabon. So he set up four poles on each corner of a square, and he puts tzrach on top of these poles. So there's no walls, it's just these poles, and he puts tzrach on top. So Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chacham in poislin. We'll discuss the case in a moment. But Rabbi Yaakov said that such a sukkah is kosher, and the chacham said that the sukkah is pasul. Now, Amar Rav Huna explained that machlekes al sfas hagag. The machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, is discussing a case where a person did this on the roof of a house. So we have a house. So the house has walls. Now, by the four corners of the house, a person put a pole, and then on top of these poles, which were at least 10 tefachim tall, a person then put on schach. So the halacha is that Rabbi Yaakov savar, Rabbi Yaakov held it was a kasher sukkah because he held that aminu good asik mechitza, that we could apply good asik on the walls of the house to make the walls of the house protrude upwards, and mamela those are the walls of this sukkah, and it's a perfectly kasher sukkah, and this would even be if we need even like Rava that we need mechitzas hanikareis. Rabbi Yaakov held that these are mechitzas hanikareis because the walls are nikkered, because it separates the outside of the house to the inside of the house. There are people that live inside the house, so these walls are nikkur. And mamela, we could say good asik, that the walls of the house protrude upwards. You have schach on top of these four poles. Everything's kosher. Everything's fine. That's what Rabbi Yaakov held. However, the Rabbanan savri, that lo yamrin good asik mechitza. The Rabbanan held that no, we can't apply good asik in this case. Seemingly, the Rabbanan held that no, this is not mechitza sanikaris. Mechitza sanikaris would only be if the walls of the house would protrude upwards over the level from where the roof starts. If it goes upwards and it protrudes upwards from the roof, so then that's called mechitza sanikaris. But this, being that it doesn't protrude upwards past the roof, so it's not considered mechitza sanikaris. And mamela, we can't say good asik, and therefore the sukkah is possible. So that's what Rav Huna explained. That the machlekes was only when the poles were placed on the outsides, on the edges of the house, on the roof. Avo be'emtza hagag, if the poles are placed in the middle of the roof, so then divriyakol psula, then you don't have good asik. There's no walls. There's nothing. There's no walls. Memelo, the sukkah is going to be possible kuliyama. That's how Rav Huna explained the machlekes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rav Nachman said that no, be'emtza hagag machlekes. And no, there's a machlekes even when you put the poles in the middle of the roof. Even still, Rav Yaakov held that the sukkah is kosher, like the Gemara can explain later exactly why that is. Where exactly do you have the walls? But Rav Yaakov held that such a sukkah is kosher. Ibailu, the Gemara is a Shaila, Bidas Rab Nachman. Be'emtza Hagag Machlaikis, Aval Svasa Hagag Divya Kolk Shera. When he said that the Machlaikis is Be'emtza Hagag, did he mean that the Machlaikis is Dafka Be'emtza Hagag? But when you put the poles on the sides, on the edges of the house, on the roof, so then everyone would agree that the sukkah is kosher. Aydilma Be'emazu, Be'emazu Machlaikis. Or did he mean to say that no, that they even have a Machlaikis about Be'emtza Hagag? The Machlaikis is also, like Rav Huna said, about Svasa Hagag. Just Rav Yaakov, Rav Nachman's coming to argue and say that even Be'emtza Hagag, they're also, Rav Yaakov held that the sukkah is kosher. So says the Gemara Teiku, it's unclear what Rav Nachman meant. Now says the Gemara Meisvei, we have a kasha. The Braisa says Lahedyo, that Naatz Arba Kundesin Ba'aretz V'siki Chalgabon Rabbi Yaakov Machshir V'chacham in Paislin. It says over here in the Braisa that if a person put four poles on the ground, so for sure there's no mechitzos, there's no walls, you put the four poles on the ground and you put schach on top, Rabbi Yaakov said it's kosher, the Chacham said it's possible, but Rabbi Yaakov said it's kosher even in this case when you put it on the ground. V'ha'aretz t'ke'emtza agag dami, putting it on the ground would be like the equivalent of putting it in the middle of the roof because there's no walls, become machshir Rabbi Yaakov, and still Rabbi Yaakov said it was kosher, so that's like Rav Nachman said, and it's a tiyufta, the Rav Huna tiyufta that refutes the Sheet of Rav Huna, who said that the Machlaikis is Dafka al Svasagag and not Be'emtza. Says the Gemara Void, and furthermore, we could ask another Kasha on Rav Huna, that's Mashram from this Braisa, that's Dafka Be'emtza hu depligi, aval Svasagag divriya kol kshera. It's Mashma that the whole Machlaikis is Dafka Ba'aretz, which is the equivalent of the middle of the roof, but if it would be on the edge of a roof, so then everyone would agree that the Sukkah is kosher. So Lema Tiavi Tiofta de Rav Huna Betartis. Now it's a double Kasha on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said in such a case it's a Machlaikis, and from the Braisa it's Mashma, and in such a case even the Rabbanan would hold that the Sukkah is kosher. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha, it's not a second kasha. Amelucha Rav Huna, Rav Huna will tell you that pliga be'emtza agag, v'hu adin asfas agag. Even though the Braisa just mentioned the machlaikis on the aretz, which is the equivalent of emtza agag, the machlaikis is also with regards to svas agag. V'hai de kamifligi be'emtza agag, that which records the machlaikis about aretz, which is like emtza agag, is lahidicha koicha de Rabbi Yaakov. It's just to show you the extent of the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov, da filu be'emtza agag nami machshir. The Rabbi Yaakov is machshir even without any walls. He was machshir even when it's in the middle of the roof. Now the reason for this, as we're about to see in the following Gemara, is because it's dafka in a case where you could carve out into each of the poles an area that will make it that there's a tefach that goes on each side. Meaning if you would picture four poles on each corner of the Gemara, so it has to be that the pole has a thickness that you could, let's say on the top right pole, that you could carve out a tefach that goes onto the top right and onto the side right of the Gemara. And in doing so, you've created four things called a Dumud, which in Hilchos Shabbos is sometimes used to create a Rosh HaYachid. It's sometimes used to create halachic walls. Being that in Hilchos Shabbos we find that such a thing could be created, used to create walls, Rabbi Yaakov held that these types of walls, known as a Dumud, could also be used in Hilchos Sukkah. That's what the Gemara is about to bring. Tan Rabbanan. No, it's Arba Kundesin Ba'aretz, V'sikei Chalgabon. If you put four poles onto the ground and you put schach on top of them, so Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov said that Rayan Kol, we view all the poles, She'ilu Yechakek V'yechalku, that if you would be able to carve into it and divide it and spread it out, V'yeshba and Tefach Lakan, will Tefach Lakan, and you could create it that there's a Tefach going in each direction, so then Yidayin Mishum Diyumad, so then it could be considered a diyumad, and that could be considered a halachic wall when it comes to sukkah. V'imlav eini dayna mishum diyumad. But if you can't do that, if you can't create it, you can't carve into it in a way that there would be a tefach in each direction, so then it wouldn't be considered a diyumad, and it would be possible. Shai Rabbi Yaakov Vaymer diyumad sukkah tefach, because Rabbi Yaakov held that diyumad sukkah tefach, that such a thing is kosher to be used as the walls of the sukkah. However, v'chachamim Vaymerim ad shiyuhu shtayim kelchason u'shlishes afilu tefach. The chachamim were choylik. The reason for the chachamim is because they held that a diyumad cannot be used in hilchos sukkah. Diyumad is used in hilchos Shabbos in certain areas, but it cannot be used for sukkah. For sukkah, you need two complete walls, and then the third wall could be even a tefach, as the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail later in the parak.